This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves as we launch here into the second hour of the program. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go, and the features there we give to you. You don't have to pay to access the website, because we've got great sponsors who kind of front some cash to help pay for things. Of course, our Free Talk Live amplifiers that help us as well. We've got great sponsors like MemoryDealers.com, getting behind the webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can watch and listen to the show as well as interact, because our chat room's built into the same page. And that's cam.freetalklive.com. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, Freecom, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. They can offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery, that's MemoryDealers.com. So, Jet Lacy is one of the guys down at Freedom's Phoenix. Of course, Freedom's Phoenix, some friends of the show here on Free Talk Live. And he's one of the buddies of Ernest Hancock, the host of Declare Your Independence. We've had Ernie on the show before. And Jet is, I guess, he's got a roommate. And his roommate's name is Jim Kaiser. And he's written a story here over at freedomsphoenix.com about what happened to Jim and Jet just a few days ago. Story is called Jim Kaiser is in a Kafkaesque hell. It opens with mugshots of Jim Kaiser that were just taken a few days ago. What can an individual do, writes Jet, when the state's oppression of them reaches Kafkaesque levels of absurdity? What can be expected of an ordinary person in so-called polite society when arbitrary and punitive demands of an oppressive government are never-ending and far exceed what is even humanly possible? What if that individual has never committed force or fraud on anyone and the fight began in the family court system over parental rights disputes? It sounds too crazy to be true. Pure fiction, right? Well, hold on. The story gets even weirder. Sit back and I'll tell you a little story about my friend Jim Kaiser. Unfortunately, Jim's Kafkaesque nightmare is true, every bit of it. And I'm in a unique position to testify because Jim currently lives with me and my wife, Beth. And while everything I will state is absolutely true, this is not intended to be objective journalism in any way, shape, or form. F that. Beth and I love us some Jim Kaiser, and we know that sentiment is most definitely mutual. That's why I'm literally white hot with rage over this situation. It breaks my heart to bear witness to, as well as share in the misery of the cruel, unusual, and unnecessary struggle Jim endures every single day. It takes every bit of his considerable personal fortitude not just to keep his sanity, but to come up with $1,200 of extortion money to give to the court each and every month.
Wow, $1,200.
And if he doesn't pay up, he goes to jail. Bottom line, no quarter given. The reason Jim endures all these trials and tribulations is for one reason and one reason alone. He loves his son Ben more than anything else in the world. And even though Jim has been paying every single penny, the family courts won't allow him to see Ben. He hasn't seen him since the day he was arrested, because when Jim had visitation, he chose to homeschool Ben and refused to administer Adderall, which are, is basically speed.
The narcotic,
Yeah, to his healthy 9-year-old son. When the court was going to take all custodial rights away from Jim because he refused to administer the drug to his son, he felt he had no choice left but to flee with his son in May of 2009. He was subsequently caught in Florida 3.5 months later. They flew Ben back, and with a $55,000 bond posted, they allowed Jim to drive himself back to Arizona. Upon his return, Jim was placed under house arrest and forced to wear an ankle bracelet until he completed the legal process. During the case, the judge denied Jim's motion and regarding the constitutionality of the charges, so he was ultimately forced to plead guilty to a Class 6 open felony with 3 years of probation. Now, open designation states that when the terms of probation have been completed, the charge will then be reduced to a misdemeanor. At sentencing, Jim petitioned the court to allow him to complete his probation in Kauai, and it was granted at that time. Jim felt he had little chance of seeing Ben anytime soon, so he needed to put it all behind him for a while, and he'd always dreamed of living on the island of Kauai. Jim secured a handyman job in, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing this right, Lihue? before he left, L-I-H-U-E, and gave away gave away all his worldly possessions, then flew to Kauai on the arrangement that he returned to Phoenix in a month's time to meet with his PO, the probation officer, Daniel Gonzalez, to file the necessary transfer paperwork. Whenever I spoke with him during the month he spent in Kauai, Jim seemed happier and more at peace than any other time I've known him. He told me about how he would walk the half mile down to the beach every morning to watch the sun come up and drink a cup of locally grown, freshly roasted, freshly ground coffee. He said that he was boogie boarding every day, and he'd been to a hidden waterfall that had a rope swing. On another day, he mentioned that he'd driven to Hanalei, the town mentioned in Peter, Paul, and Mary's Puff the Magic Dragon. By the time he returned to Phoenix, Jim had earned enough to make his payment to the court, and he'd secured yet another job with a cabinet maker in Lihue who was anxiously awaiting his return. You see, Jim is an honest and talented carpenter, and people with his skills and attributes typically have no problem finding work. So Jim's making it work. He's been put under these extraordinary circumstances with this high dollar amount that he's got to pay, and he managed to make it work in a place that's very beautiful and somewhere he wanted to visit, somewhere he wanted to stay. But he had to go back to report in to the probation officer to move to the next step. And what Jim had no way of knowing was that there was a handful of Schadenfreuders lying in wait for him upon his return to Phoenix.
What are those?
Schadenfreuders? Bottom feeders that essentially, I'll pull up the Wikipedia definition for you here. It's pleasure, people who derive pleasure from the misfortunes of others.
Yeah, don't like those folks.
So, he didn't know they were waiting for him on his return to Phoenix. At the top of the list was his ever-looming see-you-next-Tuesday of an ex-girlfriend, Shelley Griffin. From what I've seen from her, she is the quintessential bunny-boiling psycho. The truth is, Jim and Shelley were together for less than a year. They broke up before Ben was born, and she's been gleefully trying to destroy Jim's life ever since, for 11 years now. Even though she's fought and succeeded in keeping Jim away from Ben, Shelley still isn't satisfied.
You know, the funny thing is it speaks volumes in a lot of cases if the guy manages to get custody, you know, because the judges love to get custody to the wives.
He doesn't have custody.
But he did.
He did, yes. It's correct.
What's that mean? You know,
good point.
There's something to look at there. I don't know this gal. It's just, you know,
we don't either.
That's kind of how my mind works on this issue.
So Shelley isn't satisfied, according to Jen, and it's obvious that she won't be until Jim is utterly destroyed. She appears at nearly every court appearance Jim has, and when given the opportunity to speak, she petitions the court without fail to put Jim back in jail. The day after Jim returned to Phoenix, he had to appear in accountability court, which deals with child support. Ultimately, accountability court means unless you take money from your account and put it in ours, you go to jail. Sure enough, Shelley was there to do whatever she could to S on Jim's parade. She petitioned the court to forbid Jim from returning to Kauai on the grounds that it would become more difficult for them to collect child support from him, even though he was paying it, and it proved successful. The family court petitioned the criminal court, and that was that. So, after all he'd already been through, Jim was not allowed to return to the place where he dreamt of living since he was a boy, a place where he had two jobs half a mile from the beach, and he was forced to rely on the kindness of his friends for sustenance. Adding insult to injury, his probation officer, Daniel Gonzalez, treated Jim like a total jerk. As stated earlier, Jim is a handyman and gets his jobs mostly through Craigslist and similar websites. I'm amazed at how quickly Jim can not only earn a reputation for himself, but endear himself to those he works for. In true jerk fashion, Mr. Gonzalez has demanded that Jim document that he's applying for 5 jobs per day, despite the fact that Jim has been working full-time for a man in Chandler for well over a month. He demanded that Jim get a real job, even though there are no jobs to be had. And if he could find a job, it most likely wouldn't be enough to make the $1,200 payments, let alone feed, clothe, and house himself. That's what I mean by Kafkaesque. Jim has been set up to fail, and there's no way out. Which brings us to the events of 8 a.m. last Thursday, September 16th, 2010. And we'll tell you about that in a moment.
Yeah, I just want to jump in here. This is what they do. I mean, they expect you to go get a job. The people in jail on the work release program are paying back like $100 in fees. They have to keep a cell phone. By the time all of the fees and costs and stuff are paid, they're hardly making anything.
Exactly.
It's a racket.
Yep, that's right. 800-259-9231. We'll tell you what happened at Jet's house where the police came down hard on this guy, and we'll tell you what their excuse was. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
In 2010, you were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at SilverCircleMovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. And head over to freetalklive.com. You can enjoy stuff like our news updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for our email updates. You can follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Head over to news.freetalklive.com.
That's right. And the call-in lines are sponsored by SACL CAI. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's SACL CAI.
So we're telling a story here, and we're going to get to your phone calls as soon as we wrap up with Jet Lacey over at freedomsphoenix.com about his friend Jim, who is his roommate, but, well, not really by choice. I mean, they chose to move him in, but it was because he was basically prevented from living in the place he wanted to live. Now, you might make the point that Jim, the person in question here, who had an 11-year-old son and has issues with his wife, that he made a mistake by taking his son and leaving town. There was a situation where he was ordered to administer Adderall to his son. He didn't believe that his son needed Adderall, and so he wasn't going to do that. He decided that rather than jump through those hoops and force this medication onto his son, that he was going to just go ahead and run away with his son. And you could point out that that was probably not the best choice to make.
Right. You could have, in hindsight, he could have bought the Adderall and pretended like he was giving it to his son.
Maybe so. I don't know what he was thinking at that time. I don't know what he felt like his options were. But according to Jet, he felt like he was in a desperate situation.
Sure.
And he made that choice, and it was maybe the wrong choice. But that's okay.
I wouldn't give my kid Adderall.
People make mistakes. And even though Jim made that mistake, it doesn't justify what they're doing to him now. He's been paying the $1,200 a month that the court has demanded of him. However, that's not good enough. They're not going to allow him to live in Hawaii, which is where he wanted to live. They let him go there for a little bit, and then his ex-wife complained about it, and so they've now forced him to come back to Phoenix. And on top of that, they're demanding that he apply to five jobs per day, five real jobs, not contract work, not where he's, because he's a contractor, he's a carpenter.
Small businessman, yeah.
Right, he goes out and he finds work and he does the work and then he gets referrals and he gets more work and he runs his own business. But no, that's not appropriate. You can't be an entrepreneur and be in the child support system in Phoenix. The probation's officer is demanding that in order to meet the terms of his child support, he has to show he's applying to five jobs per day.
You need to go be an employee.
Right. How can you get any work done if you're out, if you've got work to do, and he does, he's got people that are hiring him to do contracting work. If you've got work to do, how can you get it done if you're out applying for jobs?
It's nuts.
So if he can't get his work done because he's out applying for these jobs, how's he going to be able to pay the $1,200 per month? Not going to work.
No. Kafkaesque is the best description of what's going on here. This is, they're designing it so this guy fails.
That's right. And that's how the system works. When you're on probation, they make it as difficult as possible. Normally, probation
by its own is
very difficult.
This woman who's trying to make his life a living hell is going to find out very shortly once the system does what the system wants to do, which is throw this guy in jail for not paying his child support because they made it impossible for him to pay his child support. She's not going to get her money, and she's going to, oh, wow, you mean screwing with my ex-husband wasn't the best idea I had?
So that's when six police officers from the city of Phoenix and two armed Maricopa County, that's right, Sheriff Joe's boys, two armed Maricopa County probation agents, including Mr. Gonzalez's boss, descended upon and surrounded my house with weapons drawn. My wife works until midnight, so she was sleeping. A cop pounded on my bedroom window and tricked my wife into opening the door by insinuating that there was something wrong, i.e. my house was on fire. When she opened the door, one cop pulled her outside and the rest entered my home. This is a similar ruse that they used to get into Barry Cooper's home from NeverGetBusted.com. They tricked Candy into coming outside, and it was a similar kind of trick, but they told her that somebody had run into her car. And so these police will lie and cheat in order to get you to do what they want you to.
Heroes.
So they pulled her outside. The rest entered my home. I was in the restroom, didn't hear anything other than the dogs barking. So when I opened the door and took two steps out of the bathroom, I looked up to see a cop pointing a taser directly at my face.
He's lucky to have survived it. I mean, there's plenty of guys who haven't.
from 2 feet away. Jim was outside smoking a cigarette in the backyard and looked up to see two cops with guns trained on him from the alley behind the house. Before taking Jim to jail, the bastards made my wife and I wait in the front yard while they searched my house. So what, pray tell, was this violation that would compel the government to act in such a forceful fashion? Well, the probation officer, Gonzalez, called an assault team because Jim had failed to turn in the piece of paper documenting his job search. Furthermore, Jim's next appointment with Daniel wasn't until Tuesday, September 21st. Thing is, that's not even the end of the story. Jim has been forced to go to parenting classes as well as counseling, which he has also done. The court has assigned him to see a counselor named Scott Baker. According to a motion entitled Emergency Motion to Suspend Father's Parenting Time, which was filed with the court on September 15th.
He doesn't have any parenting time.
Yeah. Which was filed by the attorney, an attorney in the case. Jim was legally allowed to resume unsupervised visitation with Ben as of a few days ago. For the record, Jim has never said he would kidnap Ben again, and the sad part for me is that throughout all of this, Jim has remained hopeful that if he did everything that was asked of him, he'd be reunited with his son.
You'd do anything, by the way, in this circumstance. You'll do anything in order to be able to spend a little bit of time with the most important person in your entire life. You know, it's really sad.
Unfortunately, many of us felt differently, that somehow, some way, they just weren't going to let that happen. And it's my belief as to why Jim Keiser was arrested at my house on September 16th, which happens to be the day before he was legally allowed to see his son again. Hmm. Coincidence? I'll let you be the judge. So he was given the permission to see his son again as an unsupervised in an unsupervised capacity. And then the day before they were going to supposedly allow him to do that, they come in and raid his home because he didn't turn in the paperwork, which wasn't apparently he didn't think it was due until the 21st, about him running around, jumping through these government hoops about trying to find a job. Now, do you think they're going to let him see his son now that he's got another arrest and a violation of probation?
No, no.
Haha, they taught him a lesson.
So welcome ludicrous. To the free country of America. 800-259-9231. That was Jet
way,
Lacey
the,
from Freedom's Phoenix.
What I was thinking about this when I was listening is, you know, there was a guy called in on Saturday night. And Saturday night's when we get our lockstep bumper sticker Mir Madon Republican types who's saying, "This is here's America. You're free. Love it or leave it. And if you don't like it, you can always leave." And, this country incarcerates more people, probably has more people on probation than any country in the free world. A lot of people can't.
They can't leave.
They'd love and you know what, Mr. and Mrs. America? The probation officers would love to have you on their little rolls, too.
By the way, Jim's website is mynameisben.org if you want to get in touch with him or see in what way you could help out. Mynameisben.org is his site. We're coming back with your calls at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutritional tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, companies or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Remember when I said you spell freedom, F-O-O-D? It's really true. Legislation is in the process of restricting the growing and sharing of food, and a record number of Americans, over 43 million, depend on the government to feed themselves. Food prices are going up for Americans. Prices are going up, even for eFoodsDirect.com. This will require their first price increase in 3 years. The most important thing Americans can do for their own freedom and survival in these hardest of times is to get supplies of high-quality storable food. Because of the huge response to this buy three and get one free special, eFoodsDirect.com will continue this special until September 27th. Right now, you can buy three and get one free at the old prices. But move fast, because this offer ends September 27th. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. This number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. Head on over to freetalklive.com and you'll find stuff like our listening options, broadband and dial-up versions of the show, around the clock, the latest episode of Free Talk Live available for you 24/7. Over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get details on our listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to the very same streams. listen.freetalklive.com. Mark, tell me about the baby reading kit. What's that all about?
It's a video course plus some, they've got some flashcards and things like that that my son Jack has been using for, I guess, about the last year, going on a year now. And it's taught him how to read. He can read all of his shapes, all of his colors, right off flashcards. He's working on being able to read them together, like, you know, silver, diamond, and purple, octagon, and things like that. And it's amazing to me to watch this. And you can have this for your child, too. Your child can be that much more prepared. I didn't start reading until I was in kindergarten, and I probably couldn't read octagon until I was in third or fourth grade. And my son at 2.5 can do it already. You can go see a video of that at babyreadingkit.com. Literally, it's my son doing the number top video there at babyreadingkit.com is Jack. And there are several other videos of other kids reading. BabyReadingKit.com.
All right, let's go to your phone calls. To the phones and the fun, Manumit in Wyoming. How do you pronounce your name? Do we have Manumit with us in Wyoming going once? Manumit. Hello. Is it Manumit or Monument?
Manumit.
Manumit. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to touch base with you guys. I appreciate everything that you guys do. You helped me get through my 12, 13-hour shifts out here listening to the podcast. Anyways, last night you guys were talking about picking up and moving for liberty.
Yes, sir.
I enjoy that topic quite a bit because that's essentially what we did back about a year and a half ago. But instead of going to New Hampshire, we came out here to Wyoming.
Did you move as part of the Free State West?
We met them back in 2007 and a bunch of great people. So in essence, we did. I never did join. I'm not much of a group joiner. But I do frequent the forum over there. I think that's at freestatewyoming.org.
How's that going?
It's going pretty good. There's a good enclave of folks up in the northeast corner of Wyoming. I'm not over in that area. And Wyoming's such a big state. I think we're about 10 hours from over there.
Wow.
But still in the state. And there's little pockets just about everywhere.
Well, that's one of the reasons why New Hampshire was, I think, a better choice, in my opinion, because that it's much smaller. It's easier to get from place to place. It's, you know, no more than 3 hours from top to bottom for the most part.
Wyoming is small, you know, is less populous.
That's true.
And that's one of the reasons. I mean, New Hampshire was one of the largest populated states among the states that were chosen for the
Free State. There was a vote for the Free State Project wherein there were 10 candidate states, and Wyoming was one of them. I think it actually got second place, if I'm not mistaken. I did vote for it highly.
I thought it was Alaska that got second place.
No, I believe Alaska was a little down. I think it was third or something like that, or fourth. But nonetheless, what else? What have you experienced up there? I mean, is there any activism going on, or are people just kind of hunkering down and, you know,
waiting for the big one?
Yeah.
There's a good blend. There's people that are active. There's some guys out of Casper that are doing a home brewery deal. There's some guys that have done some music and videos that are coming out of the Casper area. Cheyenne has a few lobbyists, essentially, you know, guys that go in strictly off of donations, take their time away from work and go in and lobby the legislature. And one of the pluses out here is that our session is only 20 days and 40 days in alternate years. I think this year was a 20-day budget year, and then next year is a 40-day.
Meaning the political operative types, the so-called reps, meet for 20 days or 40 days?
Correct. Strictly, well, the executive side obviously is always in session, unfortunately. But the legislatures are only in there to do a short bit of work, and it moves very quickly. So
that's
less
great.
Time for mischief.
That's great news. So what do you see? What do you foresee happening in the future there? I mean, have many people moved in? Is it just it's slow going here in New Hampshire, I can tell you that. And I know that there are a lot more members here that as far as there are over 10,000 people that have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire, and hundreds have already made the move. And, of course, I'm always a little bit impatient. I'd always like to see more people moving sooner rather than later. Is it something noticeable there in Wyoming?
In certain pockets, obviously, it's not extremely organized. So there's, you know, sort of like the herding cats mentality.
Oh, yeah, it's not organized here in any way.
Just fine with all of us, so.
Yeah. Great. Well, where's the place people can go to get...
My family and I, when we came out, we brought eight with us, and then...
Is there any place people can go to get news about what's going on out there, or is it just, you know, occasional phone call?
Pretty much the forum that's linked through that website I gave you. The website's not really maintained very much, but the forum is essentially where, you know, each day there's 25 to 30 people at any given time. Obviously, that probably pales in comparison to New Hampshire. But there's guys on there that are in state. There's guys that are out of state and looking to move, people that have visited, people that haven't visited yet. And essentially, that's sort of how we got our, foot in the door out here. Was I got on that forum and just sort of like things, and what really got me thinking about it was when we had our third child, you know, I was just looking at the future and seeing things, you know, the fences getting higher and the corral getting smaller on us, and what does that mean for our children? And we were just looking for alternatives, and frankly, I wanted a little bit of elbow room, so we ended up out here in a county with about 8,000 people and 5,000 square miles.
Hey, from where did you move? I might have missed it if you said that earlier.
From Ohio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good place to be from. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Let us know as more stuff happens out there. Clue us in, will you?
All right, we'll do.
Thanks, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you because I like to hear about activism that's going on elsewhere. And as much as I might like for everybody to just come here to New Hampshire, I know it's not right for everybody. Some people really like living out west and the feel that comes along with those wide open spaces and the low population and all that. Not that New Hampshire is incredibly populous or anything like that, but compared to 8,000 people, Cheshire County's got 100,000. That sounds absolutely metropolitan in comparison. But so as much as I might like all of the liberty activists to make the move here to New Hampshire, it's not realistic, and I appreciate the competition. I'm glad there's another free state movement out there. There's even a free state Europe, from what I understand, as well, because it's pretty difficult to make the move across international boundaries, even though people are doing that. There are international members of the Free State Project. But I think competition is good, right? I mean, competition raises all the boats, as long as it doesn't go to the point where, now we got 50 free state projects, because that's pointless.
Well, I think it would be more efficient if we could get everybody who's had an idea that they're going to have their state be the free one to pick up and move to New Hampshire. However,
you can't.
I mean, there's just no way to do that.
It's better to have the competition to get the, you know, the buzz going and to get people excited about, like, here, even here in New Hampshire, there's a little internal competition between the different areas of the state. And I think that's good, too. We've got freekeen.com that promotes Keene and the activism that's going on here. And that, it took a few, you know, a few years, but it finally spawned an imitator in the form of freegrafton.com. And they're out there doing similar things as we are.
There's
now.
There's a free manch.
There's not, well, it's not really online. In that
they're working on it.
They got it up, which is good. It's good. It's a step in the right direction. I posted about it over at Free Keen, so it's like a friendly competition, you know? We want everybody to succeed. I want to see the Wyoming folks have success, but at the same time, I want more people to come here. So we got to up our game. We've got to make sure that New Hampshire is the most attractive, liberty-oriented destination out there.
That's really what it comes down to, is it's just got to be so good that people, you know, who care about this kind of thing have to pick up and move, you know, to the free state.
Yeah, it needs to be a no-brainer.
And you know, I think that here's your options. Your options are you can belittle somebody who has the other idea, that, you know, the Free State West. I just don't think it's as good of an idea as the Free State Project and freestateproject.org. But, you know, lots of people have ideas that I don't think are the best, and belittling them isn't going to get them to change their mind. You know, talking to them about the issues that are important to them are the ones that are.
I'd rather see people take an action in whatever form that means something. And speaking of taking action, I think, Sam, did you post something over at freeking.com? I want to talk a little bit about it.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the number. That's 1-800-259-9231, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The main feature of the site actually allows you, the listener, to control the content of the site. You look at the main column, you'll see all these different items, stories, blog posts, videos, things like that. All was created by listeners like you. If it weren't for listeners like you, there'd be nothing there. So thanks to everybody who has participated. And if you haven't yet, it's really easy. Now even easier with a brand new Free Talk Live bookmarklet, which you can learn more about over at freetalklive.com. Makes it very simple. As you're surfing around to, if you see something you want to share with our listeners, you just submit it to the website at freetalklive.com, and then other listeners will vote on whether they like or dislike your submission, and then the most liked will make it to the front page of the website. Many more people are going to see what you put up there, and we're more likely to see it and talk about it on the air. So head over, get interactive, freetalklive.com. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up absolutely anything. We are going to continue here. Now, we're talking about activism, and we just got off the phone with a gentleman who had made the move to Wyoming as part of the, well, I guess he didn't join the Free State Wyoming movement, but he was inspired by the Free State Wyoming movement, which is a smaller competitor to the Free State Project. It was inspired and created because of the Free State Project's existence. And I think that that's great. As I was saying before, I might like for everybody that loves liberty to come to New Hampshire, but I realize that that's not going to happen. However, I also realize that having two different organizations competing between two different states is perhaps going to increase the total amount of people that come to both places, because competition has a tendency to do that. It raises all of the competitors up and raises everybody up. Quality increases, competitiveness results in better service and things like that. So hopefully we'll see more people coming to New Hampshire simply because Free State Wyoming exists and people are looking into Free State and they find Free State Wyoming, then they find New Hampshire and they decide that, wow, that New Hampshire remote movement, it's a lot more exciting. There's a lot more going on there and I want to get behind that. So we've got to be on the top of our game. We've got to, get the word out about what's happening here, get people excited. As you were saying, Mark, people need to see this as the only option, as the best, the clearly best option for liberty in your lifetime.
And this is advice for anybody who's running a business or an organization that has competition in the marketplace. It is not about demeaning the other guy and his way of doing things. It's about raising yourself up and making yourself the one that the customer is going to look at.
They actually had the guy that started the Free State Wyoming. He's come out to a couple of the Free State Project events
Boston Tea Party.
Yeah. And he's spoken there, and that's great. So I like to focus on activism that's going on all around the country. Of course, we've talked about the folks down in Phoenix that are doing activism there, and Austin's a pretty busy place. Orlando's really turning out to be an activist center, at least within the last few months. It's kind of since there's some guys that went to Porkfest from Orlando, the Porcupine Freedom Festival up here in New Hampshire, they carpooled with two carloads full of people from Orlando to come up. I don't know if either of you had a chance to meet those guys down there.
Yep.
You did? Really, really nice guys, and they were really excited about New Hampshire and what's going on here. And they were to the point where they didn't want to wait. And I normally recommend against that because usually you're alone. But they have a good group of people down there that they can do things together with, and so they're running with the ball and they're having a good time. They did the homeless feedings in violation of the city ordinance in Orlando that bans feeding of homeless people. Or gathering with people or whatever. I think it's gathering with homeless people or feeding them within a two-mile radius of City Hall.
Of City Hall.
Yeah.
You just can't feed them near us.
Right.
We don't want those bums around us.
So they came out and they violated that law now twice, announcing it in advance, getting press coverage, great civil disobedience, great coverage. They couldn't have asked for, a better situation. I mean, the second time around, they didn't get as much media coverage, which is unfortunate, but what can you do, right? You're not in charge of what they decide to cover. But they're doing something else tonight, by the way. They're doing a cop watch tonight there in Orlando. Apparently, it's Orlando where we didn't talk about this last night, but I believe it appeared on our website where an 84-year-old man has had his neck broken in an encounter with the police. I don't have all the details on it, but 84-year-old man.
He was a clear threat.
Yeah. There's only so much of a threat that an unarmed 84-year-old man could possibly be. So they're going to be protesting that by doing a cop watch, and I don't remember where it was, but it's the same. I think it's the same crew of folks that are doing the feeding the homeless, and so like right on, man. More power to you. We'd like to hear about that, that kind of stuff. So if activism's going on, we'd like to promote it. And Sam, you found a video on YouTube that we're not gonna play the audio from it here, but it's pretty good. It may actually be worth playing later. I'll have to maybe give it a closer listen, but you can hear it and you can see it for yourself if you go to freekeen.com. Now, it doesn't have anything to do with what's happening here in Keene. We just wanted to post it there so we could get it out to people, and because really, Free Keene is turning into as popular of a website as Free Talk Live. I was looking at the numbers the other night,
nice.
And it's maybe 1,000 or so visits less per month than Free Talk Live is pretty much on par. So if we want people to see something, putting it there is a good idea. And these guys in Atlanta, Georgia, did a kick-butt job of encountering a police officer on the streets. Now, we had Adam Miller on last night from LibertyOnTour.com, and he kind of got caught up in what I believe was a trap. Did you see the video?
I did, yeah.
Where the police are coming up to their RV, they're parked. They weren't driving. The police come up to the RV and they ask the classic opening line contact question. Because when you're on the street and you're not driving, the cops can come up and talk to you. It's called a contact. If the police
go and talk to anybody, right?
Yeah, nice day, isn't it? How are you today? What's your name? You know, whatever it is the opener is, they can come up and ask you whatever questions they want. They're a free person on the street just like you in that particular instance. And like with anybody else on the street, you can ignore them and go about your business. And so when the cop asked Adam that classic question of, can I speak to you for a second? And I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what, hey, can I talk to you for a second? Oh, no, thank you. That wasn't his response. He talked to the police, and that led to them wanting more information from him and them thinking that he was withholding information and led to them arresting him, holding him in a jail cell overnight. These guys in Atlanta encountered a cop on the street. And how did they handle that situation, Sam? It was brilliant.
They just looked at the guy and sat there and stared at him.
And they asked one question. There was only one question that they asked.
Am I being detained?
Right.
Which I think is the wrong question. Detained is their sort of magical legal term where you're not under arrest, but yet you're not free to leave. And if you try and leave, then we'll tackle you and put handcuffs on you, and then you will be under arrest.
You're in legal limbo, basically. So, you think, am I free to go is better?
Am I free to go? Am I under arrest? They'll say, well, no, you're not free to go. You're being detained. Well, am I under arrest? Well, no, you're not under arrest. Oh, then I'm free to go. No, you're not free to go. So you can just sort of keep them contradicting themselves if you ask, am I under arrest, am I free to go, rather than am I being detained? Because then they just say yes, and, you know, you've stepped into their little trap.
In this case, he didn't say yes. No. In this case, it's
well,
still better
to some level of reasoning behind detaining somebody, right? I mean, they have to have probable cause, right?
Uh-huh.
Is it probable cause a reasonable, articulable suspicion? I think
that,
it's RAS.
That is probable cause.
No, yeah. I think there's a difference.
I'll have to,
I learned this from Boston Tea Party when I read his book, You and the Police, back in the 1990s when I was just growing into this whole liberty, his mindset. And but basically their approach here, even though it may not have been perfect, and it never is, because when you're under pressure and the cops are on the street and they've got guns and they're intimidating, it's hard to get the right words out.
And this cop is intimidating.
Yeah.
Well, he's trying not to be. He's trying to act like he's Mr. Nicey Nice. And he's asking, hey, I'm just asking what your name is and things like that.
How you doing?
Yeah, hey, how are you? And holding out his hand to shake hands with people and things like that. And it's an interesting video because the young people in this video, probably, what, 23 maybe, 20 years old? They're not very old. They are asking, they just come right back every time with this question of, well, am I being detained? And it's better to come back with a question than to answer a question. Mm-hmm. And the cop even realizes that he's not getting his questions answered and at one point bemoans it in the video. Like, well, you're asking questions and I'm asking questions and I'm not getting any answers. And he's like a robot almost in the way that he just kind of keeps resetting and trying the same tactic over and over again, just asking the same question, putting out his hand, trying to talk to different people because there are multiple people, which is an important factor.
Yep.
Multiple people. Multiple cameras. Now, not a whole boatload of people. Three of them, I think, is all that was involved. There were two cameras, one young lady, two young men, and none of them were having any of this from the police. They were all just basically standing fast and refusing to answer this man's questions. And the cop is completely befuddled.
Flummoxed.
He got his friend to stand off to the side, pull his, I think it's his personal cell phone out, and start recording a video. Yeah, the other cop. So they had no clue what to do.
Yeah, they just don't know how to handle it. They're so used to people being docile, so used to obedience, so used to you just answering whatever questions they ask. You refuse to answer their questions. You ask a question back, and you keep asking that question back. They just can't handle it. The guy did not know what to do. And the video is great. It's up right now at freekeen.com. More coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Money on the way. Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.